today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise. For all the things you sacrificed. At first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 3rd of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Aban, 1401. Of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and 29th of October 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Nur, verse 32 from the Holy Quran. We'll listen to it together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَنكِحُوا الْأَيَامَى مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Marriage is venerated and emphasized in Islam, Islamic society, is responsible for marrying off those who are celibate. Parents who do not marry their offspring are partner in sin that their issues commit. In this verse, one of the most important ways of struggling against wickedness that is simple, easy, sincere, friendly marriage is mentioned. Because it is obvious that in order to win up the issue of sin, the approach of satisfying and gratifying the instincts is applied. As I told you, we're going to discuss about Islam and mental health. In Islam, mental health, similar to physical health, is a very important aspect in person's well-being, as it is integral to living a healthy and balanced life.
Religious scholars have also highlighted the importance of preserving one's mind and included the preservation of the mind as one of the key and essential elements to be protected. A healthy mind is important for one to carry out one's worldly and religious obligations. If it is ignored and not taken care of, it may lead to mental health issues. Mental disorders, as defined by the World Health Organization, WHO, represent disturbance to a person's mental health that are often characterized by some combination of troubled thoughts, emotions, behavior, and relationships with others. Statistics by WHO show that in November 2019, at least 379 million people worldwide are facing mental health issues, from depression to schizophrenia. One in seven experience a form of mental health issue in their lifetime.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Look, dear brothers and sisters, man is a very complex being with various dimensions, and the continuation of his life depends on the relative balance of these dimensions. One of these dimensions is mental health. Mental health is a complete state of biological, psychological, and social well-being and prosperity, and is not merely the absence of disease or disability. Mental health, in its general sense, is also said to be a sort of balance in health and having positive mental characteristics. And the ways to achieve mental and spiritual health, which is necessary for the personal and social advancement of the people and in evolution of humans, will be, inshallah, clarified by focusing and understanding and studying about it. Belief and faith in God and performing religious acts and rituals by people has an effective role in their mental and physical health and plays an important role in the formation of personality and healthy lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Mental Health Tips from the Quran and Sunnah. This is the title of this part, and it's very interesting. Let's listen to it. Turn to Allah and remember that He is with you. And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Surah Ghafir, Surah 40 of the Holy Quran, verse 60. With this beautiful and powerful ayah, Allah the Almighty makes a promise to the believer. If we call upon you, He will respond, guaranteed, no doubt about it. One of the great Islamic scholars used to say, O you who love most those who ask of you, and O you who hate most of those who do not ask of you, and there is no one like that apart from you, O Lord. Allah is indeed Al-Mujib, the responsive, the supreme answerer, the acceptor of invocation. He is here for us to call upon him at all times. In times of happiness, in gratitude, and in times of struggle, in need. Making dua, that means supplication, is therefore a powerful tool that Allah is giving the believer. Question is here, how does Islam nourish our emotional well-being? Dear friend, as you know, Islam provides a sense of purpose and emotional fulfillment through attachment to Allah. Spirituality and religiosity are also associated with better mental health and have been identified as essential aspects of preventing and treating mental illness. Islamic spirituality provides ultimate purpose and meaning to human life, two aspects central to human flourishing and maintaining a healthy emotional state. At Islam's core is the concept of servitude, surrender, and submission to the divine. And in doing so, we are counterintuitively presented with the opportunity to attain our freedom and liberation from the shackles of this world. The freedom and relief that comes from this surrender through worship has been shown to have profound effects on the brain. Through daily prayer or salah, supplication, dua, and God's remembrance, dhikr, we are provided with constant sources of protection and avenues for relief.
The mind and body are amazing creations of God. And for as much as modern medicine knows about these two, there is as much that they do not know. How do they function? Can they go out of balance? And if they do, how can that balance be restored? Many people recognize the fact that around the world today, as statistics have shown, over 500 million people are suffering from some form of mental health issues. And you know, mental health issues, just as physical health issues, do not discriminate between color, gender, or even religion. So just as much as somebody who is Caucasian can have mental health issues, somebody from India or Pakistan or Iran or Syria or London or South Africa can also have mental health issues. As much as men, women can also have these same mental health issues, and even religion, it does not mean that because you believe in God, because you're a devout Muslim, or a Muslim even in general, that you will not have mental health issues. Just as a Muslim is not, impervious to having, let's say, diabetes, or cancer, or heart disease, mental health issues transcend religion as well. And I'm sure we all know people who are suffering, have suffered from mental health issues. Maybe even we may know somebody who's taken their life, unfortunately, because they were not able to be diagnosed and receive the assistance and support that they truly needed.
Thank you very much, and that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami.
لفتى إلا علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي